A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today, we're going to be tasting some wines from Northeast Italy. We're going to be drinking Valpolicella, one of my favorite all-round table wines. It's sort of a more affordable version of Amarone, the wines that are dried in the sun and pressed to make a richer, higher alcoholic wine. But the Valpolicellas are a little brighter, lighter, fresher, light to medium bodied. And I think very, very versatile, also somewhat more affordable than some of the other wines from that area. It tends to be made primarily from the Corvina grape variety, which is light to medium bodied, has flavors of maybe some sour cherries. When young, can be very fresh and bright, maybe a little acidic, but ages well. I personally think it tastes a little bit like our California Zinfandels, which also have an Italian pedigree. But anyway, I've poured some in the glass, and I have to mention, I opened this yesterday and tasted it. It was a bit harsh, maybe a little acidic, I think, being a 2019. And then we're drinking the Bartini 2019 Valpolicella. And I think it might be a little bit young, but having let it sit in a corked kitchen overnight and tasting it today, it's tasting fantastic. I think it softened a little bit with some airing, and it benefited from that. It's first off, smells just wonderful, nice floral, fresh, maybe violets in the nose. I'm sipping it again. It is a light-bodied wine, maybe almost medium-bodied red wine, but nice. Fresh cherry flavors, maybe just a hint of raspberry. Like I said before, it has good acidity, but it has mellowed out a little bit with some overnight aging. This is a long, very mouth-filling finish, but still fresh, bright. I think that acidity is actually coming to a nice balance with a little bit of airing. Sometimes when the wines are tight and young like this, a carafe and let it air out a little bit, and they'll soften and be a lot more enjoyable. Or let them sit in your wine cellar for a couple of years and watch them age. This is a lovely everyday wine. I think that it's something that I would buy the case and have you keep away just for everyday use. This is the Bartini Valpolicella, and I think it would match well with just fresh vegetable pizza or pasta with fresh crushed tomatoes. Again, enjoying the 2019 Bartini Valpolicella.